98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, as we finish off the 2 o'clock hour with a band out of California, Southern California. They're known as Dawes. That is From a Window Seat, and it's the new album that they've put out called Stories Don't End. Also, Talking Heads, Listening Wind. That brings us up to the top of the hour. Also, Boss Skaggs in there, Mixed Up Shook Up Girl, Where the Wallflowers, Gary Clark Jr. too. Now, at 3 o'clock today, we've been telling you about this all week. Keaton Simons is in. He is a LA singer-songwriter that was down south in Austin, Texas last weekend, hanging out with one of our DJs, April Reese, and all the other great musicians down there. Welcome.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here.
I know. You and I are talking about a million miles an hour before the mics went on, like we're just like old buddies.
Totally. Exactly. And, well, you know, we got the SoCal connection.
Yeah, that must be it. That must be it. Well, you know, this is, you were mentioning your 9th year in a row for South by Southwest.
That's correct.
That makes you like a grandfather at the festival.
I know. Well, next year I need to do something like extra special.
For number 10?
For the number 10.
Yeah, so tell us, you know, I guess we all know that it's changed a lot. It used to be kind of a gathering of the tribe, and now it's this gigantic industry showcase, and you can barely get into clubs. How has it changed for you personally being a performer there?
Well, it's been, you know, it's interesting. I've gotten more and more familiar with it and kind of, I don't know, in some ways more involved and in some ways more removed. You know, mm-hmm. So like I know what I want to see and what I don't necessarily need to see. I've done the waiting in long, long lines and stuff like that. And so I just kind of like, you know, do my thing. I go there for the food as much as I go there for the music now, you know. But I love South By, and it's been really interesting to watch it evolve. Because the first year I was there, it was a lot smaller. It had already blown up from where it started, but it was still a lot smaller than it is
reasonable.
Now. And then it kind of went crazy, and now they've kind of reined it back in a little bit. There are fewer singer-songwriters. It's more about the kind of indie bands, and there's a lot of hip-hop going on, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm. How about clubs? You know, do you like know where not to go and where to go in the city?
I mean, there really isn't like a where to go and where not to go during South By, because they convert every single conceivable place into a venue. I mean, anywhere where there's power, they will plug you in.
I saw pictures from this year's festival of, like, say, Emmylou Harris playing on a front lawn somewhere. Mm-hmm. It looked like in front of somebody's house. It was just cracking me up.
That's exactly right. Oh yeah. I mean, it's you play wherever you can, wherever they let you, and they'll let you play anywhere.
So, and now, do you find you have a following there, so that like when you go, it's like old home week?
Totally, absolutely, and it's continues to grow. You know, and it's interesting because there are definitely people who I see at South By, and that's it. We just want to see you next year.
Once a year.
And it's pretty wonderful, actually, because, you know, there's a great community there, and then there's that kind of regular community of people who have been going. You know, there are a lot of people who I've been like, oh, yeah, it's my 9th year, and they're like, oh, this is my 16th. You know, I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I think pretty much any festival can claim those people, you
of
know.
Of course.
Like, you know, oh, yeah, I've been coming here back when it was, you know, on the back of a flatbed truck.
Exactly. Back when it was just a geodesic dome.
Well, tell us about the people you hang out with in L.A. I know you're part of the Hotel Cafe group, and that includes quite a few musicians. So what's it like in Los Angeles as be part of that music scene? I mean, is it kind of like the California mafia? You know,
I don't know. From my perspective, it's all about us being kind of a united front. You know, I'm not very competitive by nature, and I kind of shy away from that competitive aspect of the music industry world. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's all about like, let's all get together and jam. Like, we're, you know, there'll be more people at the shows if we do shows together than if we're trying to compete against each other. And so it's great. And then there's the kind of East Side Hollywood thing. Then there's the West Side thing with the Wits End. And it's so funny. It's like, you may as well be in another country being in the West Side.
It's not as bad as the rappers, though, right? You guys aren't taking shots at each other.
There's no rivalry. It's just that nobody wants to drive all the way from one end to the other. But I don't know. It's pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's a great scene out where I live in Venice. And you know, we were talking a minute before about Jason Mraz, who's a friend of mine. And we co-wrote a song for this album that I have coming out April 30th called Beautiful Pain. And the song is called Is There Any Other Way, that he and I wrote together. But like, you know, Ben Harper is involved, Brett Denon, even like Jackson Brown and stuff like that. Some really, really cool people involved in that scene.
So kind of a mixture of the old Laurel Canyon crowd with all the new up-and-comers. And you do a lot of songwriting collaborations, too.
I do, absolutely, which I love. Yeah. I've always loved the spirit of collaboration. And when I first started writing songs, I didn't do it collaboratively. It was very solitary. And then once I started getting into it, I really found just the love for it. And I still write a lot of stuff on my own. I mean, this single, Beautiful Pain, I wrote that entirely myself.
Yeah.
But I've got co-writes on the album with Glenn Phillips from Toad the Wet Sprocket and Michael Blue, who produced the record with me, and Jason Mraz, and so on and so forth. And I love it.
Okay, well, I won't ask you to dish then and tell me one musician who you would never, ever write with. I won't ask you to do that.
Yeah. No. And honestly, I don't know that there would be anybody
that you
in
can name.
Mind. Yeah. Yeah, no.
That's good.
It's
that friendly.
I'm wide open to that stuff. And I actually love writing with people who aren't songwriters also, because it gives a really unique perspective, you know?
Tell me a little bit about your history, because I know you've been doing this for about 8 years now. You've got three releases and all on different labels. Yeah. So that's kind of a curious thing to ask that I want to ask about is, is this something that you just find yourself outgrowing each label as you go along, as you get better and such? Or
I've had some poor timing issues with labels. The labels that I've been signed with have had a tendency to fall apart and collapse either right after or right before my records come out.
Yeah,
so it's, which is, you know, it's kind of par for the course. I mean, anybody who's been in this business for a long time, particularly in the modern day music industry, it's always changing. It's constantly revolutionizing.
Right.
And for me, I'm the type of person who's all about going with the flow. You know, I always say, like, the river is always flowing, so you can either go with it or work really, really hard just to stay in one place, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I've got to do. And I mean, you know, nothing against any of those labels. It's all been great experiences, wonderful learning experiences. This one is I'm most optimistic about it now because, first of all, you know, I know now more than I've ever known before because I'm here now. Mm-hmm. And this is my own label that I started. So it's pretty, pretty cool. And I've done it with the help of some amazing people. And I've got some great people involved. David Duchovny, who's a very dear friend of mine, is actually one of my partners in the label. And then we've put together this amazing team, Fred Crochelle and CEG is kind of the quarterback of it all. And with my management and stuff like that, we've got great radio department, which is why I get to be here right now. And, you know, great marketing, great art department and everything. It really feels right.
And if they kick you off the label, you really have nobody to blame but yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. I can only drop myself. I can't be dropped.
I would like to be a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Right,
Keaton,
exactly.
We're going to have to let you go. But Keaton, why are you? Why?
Yeah.
We're so close.
I signed my own paper, you know, my own pink slip.
We do have Keaton Simons in the studio with us today. He's on his way back from South by Southwest back to Los Angeles, dropping in to play live for us in Studio 2 today. And we really thank you for making time.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You're going to play Beautiful Pain for us right off the bat?
Yeah, let's start with that one. Let's go for it. Why's it gotta be so hard? And why's it gotta be this way? It's like I'm being torn apart by all this beautiful pain. And I know you wanna be with me, but you gotta go to him. Freedom isn't really free if you sink before you learn to swim. And I shudder in my sleep, and I can hardly close my eyes. And then I wake up in a dream, free now from a life of compromise. Where you never lost, but you never won. If you're gonna save a life, maybe it should be your own. Cause baby, we don't have much time before we go stumbling home. And I know that we just met, but what I never understood, how can something be that bad when it feels
was this good. And I shudder in my sleep, and I can hardly close my eyes. Then I wake up in a dream, feeding off of my life of compromise. So this doesn't fade away. Well, you never lost, but you never won. 'Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. Why's it gotta be so hard? And why's it gotta be this way? It's like I'm being torn apart by all this beautiful pain.
That is a lovely song. The title of the new album is Beautiful Pain. The name of the song, Beautiful Pain 2. Keaton Simons with us live today in the studio, headed back towards Venice, California.
That's right.
Do you find the area that you live in inspires your music? I know, absolutely. Having been there, there's a lot of people in beautiful pain there.
Absolutely. A lot of people in beautiful pain and a lot of painful beauty there.
Yes, you know? Indeed, both.
It's a beautiful place. I mean, I'm born and raised in L.A., and fortunately, I get to travel all over the place, and I wouldn't have it any other way, you know?
Yeah.
I love my home, but I really, really love having the opportunity to see the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But boy, do I love it there, and it is quite beautiful. It's a great scene, great vibe, great artistic community.
You get to come home to Venice, California, instead of, say, San Bernardino, for
right,
instance.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Nothing against San Bernardino.
No, nothing at all.
It's great. I mean, I'm, you know, close to the beach, and I've always been I grew up near the beach, so it's
do you ever just take the guitar out onto the sidewalk, the boardwalk there, and start busking?
I haven't busked on the boardwalk before. I've jammed with friends on Third Street Promenade before, but okay. I haven't like really done the busking thing so much. I've done it a little bit, but I'd like to actually do that a little bit more. I think it's fun.
It would be pretty funny to do that and then introduce yourself as a label head. You
right,
know
exactly. Sure, right. Yeah. I'm the CEO of Best Revenge Records. Hello.
Yeah, and thank you. That dollar you just put in my case will pay for some mastering on our
right,
next
exactly.
release. Are you ready for what I call the Teen Magazine portion of the interview?
Definitely.
We have five questions. We ask every musician who comes in. And you're next on the hot seat.
All right.
First question's the easiest. Cats or dogs?
Can I say both?
But I saw the picture of the St. Bernard.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's been a while since I've had a cat, but I have had cats. I have a St. Bernard named Bentley. And any of you guys out there who are on my Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or anything like that have seen many adorable pictures of her. She's gigantic.
It's more like three dogs, basically.
It's like three dogs in one.
Yeah.
Sure.
I can imagine taking her out for a walk. She takes you for the walk.
Indeed.
Or the pull.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, if you could order a last meal, what would it be?
Oh, man. You know, it would be sushi from Sushi Nozawa. mm-hmm. which now is closed, unfortunately, but they've got other locations called Sugarfish that's really good. I'm a big sushi fan.
Yeah.
I love New Mexican cuisine as well. We just came from Atomic Cafe, which that place is so good. I love chilies and I love pozole and I love all that stuff. But I think if I would have a last meal, it would have to be sushi.
From your favorite Mizawa. Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't blame you. Okay, if you could do the soundtrack to any movie, what would you pick? And now you could either interpret a soundtrack that's already been done and play the music that's been written or create your own.
That is such a tough question. Oh, my gosh.
Being an L.A. boy, you probably got a million favorite movies,
yes,
right?
And I grew up in the film and television industry. So, you know, there are so many gorgeous, cinematically gorgeous movies. I don't know, maybe... One of the movies that I've always been intrigued by the soundtrack for and the score for is 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
And it'd be interesting to do that. And also, when I went to college, I went to school at Evergreen in Olympia, Washington, about an hour from Seattle. And there was a band there, a local band, but they ended up doing some really, really cool stuff. They like toured with The Who, and when Eddie Vedder was in town, he'd always sit in with them. A band called Sea Average, and mm-hmm. they did this live score
like
to Nosferatu.
Oh, yeah.
In this old movie theater in Olympia. And I always thought that would be such a cool thing to do, to pick like an old movie or like a silent film or something like that,
right,
and do a live score to it. Yeah. So
are you familiar with the Alloy Orchestra?
Yes.
Yeah. They travel around doing that basically.
Love that.
Yeah. Number four, most embarrassing moment
of my life.
Sure.
Oh, I've had a lot. I've had plenty of those.
Yeah. Pick one.
Well, the one that immediately comes to mind is too much of a visual. I guess it's not for radio. I have to show you what happened. But
I'm not sure I really want to see.
I have a tendency, right? Exactly. If you even wanted to see, I do things on stage. Like usually I'm like pretty smooth and cool on stage and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But every now and then I'll be like really into it and just look up and the microphone will be right in my face and I'll smack into it. And so it's been more than once where like I've dropped my guitar on the ground in the middle of a song or just smashed my face into the microphone. That's always a little bit embarrassing. I mean, I play it off, but I mean, I don't think it's the most embarrassing thing in my life, but definitely. Yeah.
Actually,
you know,
I think that's kind of charming that happens,
okay,
you
good,
know,
good then.
To be so into the music that you totally, you know, forget about the surroundings and where everything's placed.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a lot of, I think, what do they call it? Kinesthetic awareness. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not
good.
A dancer, but I love dance. So maybe that's embarrassing. I don't know if I'm like dancing and people are looking at me. I remember when I was a little kid one time, I was in kindergarten and I saw these other kids playing with the hula hoops. And I was like, oh, I waited for them to be finished. And I went over there and I started trying to hula hoop and I'm just shaking my hips around and going crazy and doing my thing. And I saw this little girl who was looking at me and laughing. And I remember being really embarrassed by that.
but
I've since gotten over that embarrassment.
You
I
should.
Love hula hooping.
Yeah, everybody looks silly hula hooping.
Agreed.
Yeah. You could laugh at anybody. How about for the fifth question, if you could go into any decade, past, present, or future, where would you pick?
The 1960s.
I had a feeling that was going to be your answer.
Yeah.
I just knew it.
Always felt like I've always been Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell. You know, I mean, that's, I often feel like I was
great
born
era.
In the wrong decade.
Well, many of the musicians you just named live in Los Angeles. Have you had a chance to meet any of those
60s
icons?
Yes, I have. And it's been really, really phenomenal. I had a really cool hang with Joni Mitchell a few years ago. And it was at a party, this crazy Oscar party, like super industry, the most celebrity-studded event I've ever seen in my life. And Joni was by far the most... Like everyone was starstruck over her. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was standing with Robert De Niro and Quincy Jones, and Harvey Keitel came over and said to them, hey, you guys, I think that's Joni Mitchell sitting over there. I mean, it was like that.
Yeah,
you know?
They were
people were scared
awestruck.
To talk to her. Oh, yeah. We were all, and I went over and got to really hang with her, and we got into it and talked about music and the music business, and she got real with me about it, and it was really cool.
I can imagine. She probably doesn't go out much to parties, so to find a kindred soul like that probably made her feel at ease, too.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. I like to think so. She's one of my absolute biggest biggest influences. And last night we were listening to Blue, which is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Still a great one.
So good.
Boy, she did a streak between, say, Ladies of the Canyon and Hejira that to me is unequaled. And as far as, you know, 8 albums in a row without a bad track on any of them.
And that's all amazing. And so broad, so diverse and like, you know, because Jaco Pastorius played bass on Hejira, did he not?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm talking like, you know, just the baddest musicians in the world playing with her. And she's a badass musician.
She is. And she takes it seriously.
Ooh, so serious.
Well, we are done with the teen magazine portion. How about we wrap things up with one more tune?
And, let's do it.
This is a pretty special one.
It is.
You asked me if you could play it, and I can't wait to hear it.
All right, cool. Well, this is, should I give it away? Should I reveal it in ahead of time?
That's up to you. I'm going to leave that up to you.
All right, well, let's see if you guys recognize it. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end. I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe them. Swept away I'm stolen. Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall. It all together, let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall and face it all together at skyfall. That skyfall is where we start. 1,000 miles and poles apart, where worlds collide and days are dark. You may have my number, you can take my name, but you'll never have my heart. What you see, I see. I know I'd never be me without the security of your loving arms keeping me from harm. Put your hand in my hand and we skyfall. Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will stand tall. Let the sky fall. When it crumbles, we will
Simons, Keaton Simons, on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe, playing live today. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on Twitter. Look him up on the web at KeatonSimons.com. Congratulations on the new album, Beautiful Pain.
Thank you so much.
I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. We've been playing the title song to start with, and now that we have the full, we'll dig deeper.
And thank you so much for playing it. You know how much that means, and thank you to everyone out there for listening. I really, really appreciate you all.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Keaton Simons, live on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. We look forward to having you back.
Thank you.